Hi, everyone. I'm Ann Thomas. Welcome to Women Who Lead. My special guest today is Jane McNamara, President and CEO of GreenPath Debt Solutions. Jane is one of 12 women nominated by our WJR family of listeners as a woman in the Great Lakes area making a difference. Congratulations, Jane, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ann. It's a pleasure to be here.
Jane, I want you to start out and just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, I went to Michigan State University.
A fellow Spartan.
Yes, absolutely. And I have a bachelor's degree in consumer community services, and I have a master's from Michigan State in family economics and management.
How did you get into the debt resolution business?
Well, after I got my bachelor's degree, and I wasn't real sure what I would do with that degree, I went back and looked at the coursework that I had really enjoyed the most, and I'd had a course in family economics and management, and I was like a duck in water. It just fell off my back, and it was so common sense for me, and money is something that impacts each and every one of us every single day, and if we don't handle money most effectively and set goals for ourselves and save, it can really mess up our lives because it's not so much about how much money you have, but how well you manage what you do have.
Were you always good with money as a child, growing up, high school, college?
Yes, and that's a funny story. A few years ago, someone asked me what my first job was, and I said, well, actually, it was picking the dead flowers off the petunia plants in the summertime. And when I went home and told my husband that story, he said, so did you get paid on a piecemeal basis, or did you get paid on a lump basis? I said, well, my negotiation skills weren't very good in those days. So, no, I got a flat amount for taking care of the petunia plants. But I've always been a saver, and it just seems like people are either savers or they're spenders. And my mother was extremely frugal, taught me money management at a very young age, actually. And so I started saving, before I even went to school as a kindergartner, toward going to college, because I knew I was going to go to college. I didn't know what I would study, but I saved money to do that, and then saved money as I was given money for gifts, that kind of thing. So when I got to college, my very first roommate, her parents were professionals and had much more money than my parents did, and they just put money in her checking account, but she couldn't balance it. I would balance it for her. So it's just always been something
like in your blood.
It's in my blood, yes.
So you've been with GreenPath Debt Solutions for a very long time, and you've been very successful with this company. Talk a little bit about your rise in the company to being president and CEO. Really impressive.
Thank you. I started after I finished my master's at Michigan State. My major professor at Michigan State was on the board of trustees of the company at that time. And she knew this was what I wanted to do because I wanted to work with people and I wanted to help them manage money. So I started actually with the company as a counselor on the front line working with people. And of course, the business was much different in those days, and we did everything by hand, and we met with people face to face, which is not the case today. But it's a broad-based approach to money management. And while people have investment advisors and financial planners, we deal with the day-to-day money issues that impact everyone. So we deal with housing issues, pre-purchase, reverse mortgage, when people are behind in their mortgage, when they've gotten a loan modification, and we're now doing a lot of counseling with what's called post-mod. So after someone's gotten that modification, now their payment is resuming and they need to go back to that payment. How are they going to manage that in their budget? We work with people who have student loan debts. We also work with a lot of people who have credit card debt. And so in essence, the premise is we negotiate terms of repayment with creditors. The individual's money comes to us. We pay their bills. We teach them how to manage money. So we also have a lot of educational materials that we make available to customers as well as consumers at large. And it's about helping people with their day-to-day money management.
So I'm the opposite of you. I was never a numbers person. But now, as I've gotten older, thankfully, I'm much more attentive to the whole process of money management. I wish that I would have been more attentive to it when I was younger, when I was in college and as a young adult with my first job. So what you do fascinates me, because I think in our society, we ought to be working with our younger adults more and helping them with money management. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more. Back in the early 80s, when I became director of education for the company, I gave testimony before the State Board of Education because I feel so strongly that there ought to be a course or a year-long course in money management for kids.
Required.
Required. We teach them history and how bills are made in Congress. We require them to go through physical education classes, but we don't teach them how to manage money. And the two big issues for families are interpersonal communication and how they get along with their family and the issue of divorce. And the other thing is, how do they manage money and how do they pay their bills? You asked about my career with the company. So I started as a counselor. I then became director of education. I then went on to do special projects. And in 1988, I'm dating myself here, but I became vice president and chief operating officer. And that was really fun for me because I was then able to help establish processes and procedures and bigger picture programs. And then in the fall of 1997, I became president and CEO. So my entire career has been with GreenPath. When I started, it was Credit Counseling Centers Incorporated. In 2001, we changed our name in order to differentiate ourselves. So it's been a long career, but it's always challenging. It changes every day, and I still love it.
The other thing we should point out is, under you, this company, GreenPath Debt Solutions, has really grown.
Yes, we are a national company. While we're headquarters in Michigan, and our corporate headquarters is in Farmington Hills, we are licensed or registered throughout the United States to provide services to consumers, and we do that either over the telephone or on the internet and do chat. And we have bricks and mortar in 16 states now, 17. I just signed a lease agreement yesterday, as a matter of fact. And we have about 60 branch offices where we actually do face-to-face counseling. There's not as much demand these days for face-to-face counseling, but if someone wants it, it's there and it's accessible. And with the technology, those folks that are in our remote branches can still work in the queues and still talk to people over the telephone.
What kind of advice would you have for young women? Young adults too, men and women, but specifically young women starting out in a new job, making a living, about money.
Create a budget for yourself, and that doesn't sound real sexy, but how much money do you have? How much money is going out? What are those fixed payments? So your mortgage, your utilities, or your rent in many cases. You may have a car payment or student loan payments. And then what money is left? Well, we call that discretionary money. And that's the money then that goes to cover food and gasoline. Insurance would also be a fixed expense. And the money that's left over for everything else. But create a budget and set goals. What do you want to do a year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now? And pay attention to paying your bills. Pay them on time. And if you're struggling and figuring out how to do all that, then call GreenPath or go to the website and look us up. The other thing is, we have a lot of educational materials to help people with money management on our website, and that's www.greenpath.com.
What's the most rewarding part about the job? Because money is an emotional thing for a lot of people.
Oh, absolutely it is. The feedback we get from customers about how we change their lives, how we save their lives, how we save their marriage, and how much more at ease they feel today, and how much better life is for them because they now are in control of their money rather than the money being in control of them.
You know, it's interesting that you say that. Is that what keeps you going to work every day and continuing to grow the business, the idea that you're in a job that's really helping other people?
Yes, absolutely. And I've said many times, it's about, are you working for the mission or are you working for the money? When you work for a not-for-profit organization, they're mission-driven. And so it's about making a difference. Not that we don't need to make money, too, because we do.
Sure.
No money, no mission. But when you work for a for-profit company, and not that that's a bad thing, but it's generally about making money for the owner or for shareholders. And I think, at least for me anyway, there's a much different drive. When I'm working for a mission, I know I'm ultimately helping other people. And it's with the company, even though I'm president and CEO, it's bigger than just me. It's not only about all the employees, which are nearly 500 that work for the company across the United States. It's about all the thousands and thousands of people that we help every day regain control of their lives.
Jane McNamara, President and CEO of GreenPath Debt Solutions. It was nice to see you. Congratulations and thank you for the time.
Thank you, Anne. It was a pleasure to be here.
And I'm Ann Thomas. Join me next time for Women Who Lead at WJR.com.